It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
Let's talk about De Niro's, Somalians,
Greenbacks, dead presidents.
It is our budget rollout edition of It's Just Politics.
And we're talking moolah.
So, Rick, what's the takeaway from this year's budget proposal? The governor delivered it yesterday. What's the headline?
Well, that tough calls have been made. Now good times are ahead, but we've got to pay for it.
Right. The governor is calling for more money for roads, for harbors, for schools, colleges, and universities.
More money for early childhood and law enforcement. This budget is about investment.
Spend now to save later.
What a difference a couple of years make.
The nerd took office saying, don't come around asking for money. Now he's asking the legislature for it.
Bread, coinage, clams.
Enough.
All right, he's asking.
But now he's got to be convincing. He's got to sell this to Republicans. You know, that party that's typically averse to so-called revenue enhancements.
And there's also his embrace this week of the Medicaid expansion under the federal health care law. 400,000 more people could be enrolled here in Michigan. That's part of his budget, too, even though at the outset it's paid for entirely by the federal government. It is already anathema to Republicans who are resolved to just refuse to cooperate with Obamacare in any way, shape, or form.
Right, those same Republicans who blocked a state-run health insurance exchange last year.
And then there's Democrats who still feel burned after last year and aren't exactly lining up to give the governor some cover on tough votes. You gotta wonder, how's he gonna sell this budget?
A, B, C. A, always, B, B, C, closing. Always be closing. Always be closing.
Preach it, Baldwin. So what now? Is it deal-making time?
Right, by an administration that says it doesn't engage in horse trading.
Right.
Republican leaders are already going to their members and saying, hey, everyone agrees the roads need to be fixed. That's not being debated. If you're not on board with a higher gas tax like Governor Snyder wants, what's your solution? That's part of the strategy. Put them on the spot. And there's also a peacekeeping aspect to this. Isn't it interesting, Zoe, that the same day the governor rolls out his spending plan, Republican House Speaker Jace Bolger tries to lay to rest an abortion controversy. He says there will be no vote on a controversial pre-abortion test, a transvaginal ultrasound.
An issue, that word that proved so controversial last year.
And it's not happening. We will not see that controversy repeated. And if you want to know what's going to happen in Lansing, well, just ask Jace Bolger.
Indeed.
And speaking of courting controversy, some conservative Republicans in the legislature do want to follow up on their right-to-work victory last year by repealing Michigan's prevailing wage law.
Right. It's the law that says contractors bidding on state government work have to promise to pay typical union wages, whether they're organized by a union or not. But trying to repeal that would provoke a whole brand new war with labor.
Oh, yeah.
Governor Snyder tried to put the kibosh on that talk when he was asked about it during a press conference in which he wanted to talk about his budget.
Very divisive issue. So I would say it's not something I'm interested in working.
Did you hear that pause? How he's grasping not to use that phrase. Here's what the governor said about that exact same issue in 2011.
Prevailing wage is an issue that's not been on my agenda.
Not on my agenda is certainly not in the nerd's lexicon. Not anymore, at least. Not as he's looking for help wherever he can get it to get his budget passed. And from wherever he can get it could be from some members of the other party. But Democrats want more if they're going to help, you know, some solid assurances that this question of repealing prevailing wage will be set aside.
Right, because right now they're hearing new words saying the same things they've heard before. The lyrics have changed, but the tune is the same.
I love to fit you in, my schedule's so crazy.
Rick Pluta is Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.